Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
All right, so let's address this Friends thing. A Friends reunion is coming, but before you get excited, it's not going to be a 30-minute sitcom weekly where we all must-see TV.
Nope. It's a special on HBO Max, yeah. Which basically sits down the cast of Friends, which, mm-hmm. of course, you know, the three guys and the three girls, we all knew and loved them for an entire decade.
Yeah, why'd we separate them, too, in the interview? Like,
that
guys only
know.
On the couch.
Yeah.
But anyway, it dropped.
It's dropping. So this was just a promo.
No, we're looking at it. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yep.
It dropped, and you get to they're teasing us.
They are.
And we're looking at it, and we're okay with it, but all of a sudden, we have an issue with Matthew Perry, which is kind of...
Concerning. I don't know. I don't want to jump to any conclusions, but
right.
He has struggled with substance abuse,
mm-hmm.
for... quite some time. He was slouching, vacant kind of stare, seemed lethargic, really didn't participate a ton.
And when he did...
The 7 minutes or so that they released via People.
Right, and when he did, there was some signs. Listen for yourself here.
While being a really close-knit group, we don't see each other, all six of us, a lot. I stole the cookie jar that had the clock on it, and I gave it to Lisa Kudrow. Because she, one point, looked at it and thought it was a real clock.
Like
funny.
Siblings, I would say. Yeah.
Like
really
siblings.
Very supportive of this.
Very, very, very sexual.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. At the core.
Yeah, at its core.
Okay, now, before we say he was drunk or he was on drugs, we had discussed this, maybe a medical issue, and that would be scary.
That would be very scary. I mean, to me, I was like, is he having a stroke?
See, that's what I was like, oh my gosh.
I don't know. Yeah. Or maybe he's on some kind of medication. You don't know what's going on in his personal life. I know I'm going to watch it.
I'm going to watch it, too. And here's an interesting point and a very important point. I'm not going to watch it just for that. I'm going to watch because we watched it and there were funny parts.
Friends was such a part of, like, my late teen years. I watched it religiously. It was the thing to do in the late 90s, early 2000s. Like, you watched Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm excited to see the cast get back together, even just to sit and chit-chat with one another, what they're up to. Love
yep.
every single one of them.
Pretty
but
cool.
I hope that Matthew Perry's okay.
Me too. And we're going to watch to see what they look like now. And we did get a peek at that. And looks like some people have had a little nip tuck and others haven't.
Yeah, I mean,
Joey looks like your cousin Vinny that shows up at the wedding
he's
reception.
Awesome.
Now. He's put some weight on, but that's okay.
David Schwimmer, Ross Geller.
Looks like he's had some cheekbone
adjustments.
No, he looks
all right. No, Courtney Cox.
Three.
No, Courtney Cox is the one who had some stuff done.
I don't know, Schwimmer's
Jennifer Aniston,
a
I think it was too. Tasteful. Lisa Kudrow, though, doesn't look like she had anything done.
Yeah, she just looks great. So anyway, watch for it on HBO. And I hope that this Matthew Perry issue that's being created, I hope it goes away and we find out that everything's okay, right?
Yeah, HBO Max, that's where you can see the Friends reunion special that drops on May 27th on HBO Max, which is their streaming service.
Jimmy Fallon on the way with a late night soundbite. It looks like some old General Mills cereals are coming back in a new form, and Jimmy doesn't seem to like it. And Seth Meyers is talking about what we talked about yesterday, and that's vaccinations in Vegas.
Wonderful.
It's all coming up.
Right here with Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Ground ball to Gleyber Torres. And that'll do it. A no-hitter for Corey Kluber. On a Wednesday night in Texas, Kluber becomes part of forever.
Okay.
Part of forever.
Evidently, there's been six part of forevers
season
already.
How many times have we woken up and then checked new sports and AccuWeather and seen a no-hitter recently? Didn't we just have another one this week?
Yeah, like 2 days ago.
Okay.
So there's six this season.
A part of forever.
Oh, well, that's Michael Caine is his name. He's the Yes Entertainment Network broadcaster. Yes, standing for Yankees Entertainment Sports. And he's a little over the top as far as I'm concerned. It's the 12th
Yankees no-hitter in the history of the Bronx Bombers. Whatever. Rob Center and I were talking about it.
Were you?
I said, do you think it's a thing? Because when you turn on ESPN, it's all they want to talk about. He's like, I don't really think it's a thing. I said, me either. People are either hitting home runs this season or striking out. And if you get a game where there's no home runs,
it's a no-hitter. Look, I don't even have to closely follow baseball to use that logic. Yeah,
exactly.
If you get a game where no one is hitting home runs or hitting the ball in any way, shape, or form, it's a no-hitter.
one random dude on ESPN television yesterday did say most of it's happening to the Seattle Mariners. So whoever they're playing, they're probably going to get it.
Oh, no. Are they that bad?
I guess.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't think they were. But anyway, no big deal. So I know you little kids listening might be disappointed because you think this is going to be history or something. Meanwhile, your dad, who's a sports fan, is saying, last year they juiced the ball. This year they, what do you call it, de-juiced?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure.
You squeeze your lemon, what do you call it?
You have to poke a hole in the end first, right?
Maybe they squeeze it
out. It'll revolutionize your existence, I promise.
So maybe, I don't know. It's just another no-hitter. Everybody, please calm down.
Oh, maybe we shouldn't talk about juicing and baseball, because remember in the 90s, was like the home run.
Oh, that was a different juice. Yeah,
I think it was a different juice.
That was, that was a juice injected.
Ask A-Rod about that.
Yeah.
Oops.
We got news coming up, right?
We do. Sports, AccuWeather on the way. Also, more music. We'll chit-chat about what? Quest for the Castle.
And depending on what news comes up, maybe some good news.
Maybe some good news. Yeah, three stories to make you smile. We'll see what we can do.
Stay with us, Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX. You've heard the news.
Striking news, everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
Let's head down to Philadelphia, shall we?
Sure, I love Philly.
Two TikTokers in Philly are going viral for a super fun reason. They go up to random people on the street and they start singing a song.
Few times I've been around that track, but it's not for you to hop in like that, because of
no holler back, girl.
Yeah, I'm in the kick too. Oh, tell me why.
Sounds like us.
Yeah, so I'll put my hands up to play my song.
The
yeah, in West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Nice. Nice work, people.
It's fantastic. Basically, the whole shtick is that they go up to a random person, they start a song, and then they pause to see if the person can sing the next line. They have a 100% success rate.
Yeah, because they jump right in, which is really cool.
It's fantastic.
You got a little Stefani, some Backstreet, Miley Cyrus, Will Smith. It's all there.
Good stuff. So look it up on TikTok. Okay. It's two TikTokers from Philadelphia. Very good stuff.
Yay.
Headed up next, we are going to the Bluegrass State. In Kentucky, a grocery store worker named Terry Rush is getting praised because he found a blank $1,000 money order on the floor, but returned it.
Oops, I was there, and I was getting ready to mop it up and throw it away, and I went, whoa, wait a minute. And everything else was up to him. He rifled through and found out who I was, came up to talk to me, and he was quite emotional. I mean, I get it, $1,000. I'm not ashamed to say it. I cried, too. So when times get tough, you need to be a little nicer, and that's all it is.
That's all it is.
Right? When times get tough, you just need to be a little nicer.
I mean, you're looking at $1,000. Maybe for a hot second, stick it in your pocket. No. Don't do that. When times are tough, help everybody out.
Somebody needs that, and they dropped it. They had a money order for something. All I can think of is buying my first home.
Okay.
And you had to have, like, the certified check, the money order, everything
there
lined
it is.
Up. Oh, my gosh. If I lost that, could you
imagine? Yes. So that guy who picked it up...
Good job, Terry. Good job. Last but not least, this one, it's a little self-indulgent because this piece of good news is fully in my corner.
It's about traveling overseas, I bet.
Indeed it is. You know
there
me so well.
There
the EU, a.k.a. the European Union, has said that because of all of the vaccine efforts the United States has been making, come this summer, we can travel to Europe again.
All right, so Laura's going somewhere, ladies and gentlemen.
I know, I'm going to Alaska. That's the trip this year.
Well, wait, Alaska's part of us. What are
it
you
is,
doing?
It Come is. On. I mean, it's almost to Russia, but still.
Close enough.
Either way, although a start date and formal adoption has yet to be established, Reuters reported yesterday that the change will be adopted in time for summer, meaning that if you're fully vaccinated, you can go to France, to Spain, to wherever.
Good news.
That's good great news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
Must-haves for the month of May with Wise Markets. It's going on all this week. Your chance to win later today if you know the item.
Very true, and I think we can give that item right now.
Yeah, $25 gift card could be yours, and you have to say this exactly right. Easy peel large shrimp.
That's peel and eat shrimp, basically. That's
basically exactly what it is. But easy peel large shrimp. If you say the word jumbo, you will be penalized.
No, it's large.
Yes.
Large. Not jumbo. Large. Do you know what? I haven't had a good shrimp cocktail in a really long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you forget? Or tis not the season?
No, it's like a holiday thing.
That's what I'm thinking. You're not allowed to eat shrimp till Memorial Day?
Right. It's a holiday shrimp thing. Cocktail? Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Well, luckily, that's coming up.
All right. So easy to remember our must-haves for May with Wise Markets and a chance for you to win coming up sometime later today. I'm imagining coming up this morning another chance at Quest for the Castle,
I think. Yeah, today and tomorrow. Tomorrow's the grand finale. Today, the last chance to qualify for that trip for four to Disney. Someone is going to be very, very happy come 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Yes, we're heading over to Zimmerman's in Sunbury, and we'll hang with Troy and find out who wins, right?
Yes, indeed. He will be Facebook Live, but make sure that you listen all morning long, because you never know when we're going to qualify someone next.
That's right. As far as tomorrow, you don't have to be present to win, but we'd like to see you. We're Tom and Laura. We like to hang out with people.
Indeed, we do.
So hang out. I know it's 10 a.m. on a Friday, but get there anyway if you can. And we'll
check it out. Facebook Live.
There it is. News is next, right?
Sports, AccuWeather, all coming up with Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. It's time to qualify for a trip for four to Disney World with the 94KX Quest for the Castle. Call 1-800-326-94KX right now. And if you're the correct caller for the day, automatically qualify with 94KX.
What call are we taking now?
This is it, kids. The last one, the last opportunity. So we're taking caller number 9 right now on the Ford Fun Line. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
94KX, caller 9 is you.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Who's this?
Noelle Long.
Good morning, Noelle. Where are you calling from?
Northumberland.
Woo-hoo. What's going on today, Noelle?
All right. Thanks so much.
You got the kids ready? You got them ready to, you know, like go to school, but maybe Disney?
Well, you know, they're working on it. It's a process in the morning. That's
for sure. Okay. Oh, boy.
But tomorrow, if we found out you won a Disney vacation, those kids would pack right away, wouldn't they?
I think they might listen to us.
Listen to your mother.
Well, Noelle, you are our final qualifier in the Quest for the Castle, of course, sponsored by Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Sunbury. We will be there live tomorrow at 10 a.m. You know what? Fingers crossed for you, my friend.
All right, great. Thank you.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
Sometimes I wake up late. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up late.
Life worth talking about.
That's perfect to me. Perfect to me.
94KX. This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
Yeah, I've about had it with what I'm now calling Tesla torture.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Is that guy still at it?
Well, now we have several people doing it.
Okay, sure.
Not only getting in the back seat while your car drives itself, but now, wait for it, taking a nap while the car is driving itself. Oh. And what could possibly be the lesson here? When the cop finally pulls you over, dude, don't deny it.
I then looked over and I noticed that his head was turned away from me. And looking down, I could see the back of his neck and the back of his hat that he was wearing. For about 2.2 miles, I had no reaction from the driver.
I followed you for about 2 miles, and you were sleeping.
I was okay.
No, you were sleeping.
I was a little bit tired.
No, you were sleeping, sir. I was upside of you. Your eyes were closed.
Yeah, the cop was following you for 2 miles.
Oh, man, that's dangerous.
His chin was on his chest.
Oh, boy.
Wake up.
Every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX, 94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Thirsty Thursdays continue.
Yay.
We're heading outside.
Yes, indeed. We'll be chatting with Pine Knotter Brewing on the Ford Fun Line here just after 8 a.m. And then we're taking a trip to the SBC Tasting Tent.
I like the tasting tent.
Right? As do I.
It's a new idea. I think it should stay up all year long, even when it snows.
As do I. I feel like we need some chairs. Dare I say it? A fire pit.
A fire pit,
we
yes.
need a fire pit. And then every Thursday becomes a Thirsty Thursday, and we just take a little trot out to the yard, and maybe we broadcast from there.
I'm absolutely loving the idea, but I think upper management would say we're being self-centered. And we could say, no, everyone's invited.
Everyone is invited. Everyone.
And then we'll say it was Taylor's idea, not ours.
Oh,
and
no,
then
don't throw poor Tay Tay under the bus like that. It was your idea.
I know, but she's a promotion director, so we could just say, blame it on her.
Blame it on Taylor?
Yeah.
Blame it on Tay Tay.
You okay, Tay?
No.
Okay, never mind. She says no. News is next.
She needs a breakfast beer. Luckily, after sports and AccuWeather, it is time to talk Milton Beer Fest with Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Thirsty Thursday.
Thirsty Thursday.
We love it. We love it. We love it. And we've got a brewer on the Ford Fun Line and a free trip to the tent to sample some of this brewery's goods.
That's right. It's all part of the countdown to Milton Beer Fest, which is on Saturday, June 12th in downtown Milton. Of course, you can get your tickets at MiltonPABeerFest.com. But right now, joining us on the Ford Fun Line is Derek of Pie Knotter Brewing. Good morning.
Good morning, Derek.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem at all. Pie Knotter Brewing, for the people local here, they know it's in Norrie, but for people outside the area, where'd you get that name, Pie Knotter?
So Pie Knotter it used to be the high school of Northumberland. In 1965, Shikellamy and Northumberland merged. Formed Shikellamy High School, Sunbury and Northumberland merged and formed Shikellamy. So, before then, Northumberland had their own high school and they were called the Pie Knotters. All the people in the area, you know, we like to keep our identity a little bit, and it's kind of a cool nostalgic name. All of our decor and stuff in our brewery is old pictures throughout the town through history. So it's just kind of a Northumberland history tour.
Oh, that's great, because if you grew up in Norrie, like you said, pre-65, you were a Norrie Pie Knotter, and if you were in Sunbury, you were a Sunbury Owl.
Wow.
And then the merger in 65.
The Sunbury Owls, I had no idea. Thanks for the history lesson, guys.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, of course, Pie Knotter Days every July in the borough of Northumberland is great.
Now, Derek, you guys, how long have you been in business there in Northumberland?
We're open a little over a year now. We opened March 6th of last year.
Awesome. And it's a family affair or a buddy affair?
No, it is a 100% family operation. It's my dad, Fred Fisher, and his wife, Bea, my brother, Brandon, and his wife, Ashley, along with my wife and myself, my wife, Jenna.
Wow.
And also one of my other bartenders actually is my mom, Tammy Fisher.
Oh, my goodness. So, that's amazing. Yeah.
Is there ever a family fight on which beer you're going to brew next?
Yeah, no comment on that.
Smart man. That's a smart man right there. Speaking of what you're brewing, tell us what you have on tap right now.
So we have 10 different beers on tap right now. We like to keep a lot of variety. We have a small two-barrel system, so it helps us turn out new beers all the time. We have a couple staples like our 1772 Pale Ale, our Wheatley Avenue, which is our wheat beer series.
Oh, wow.
Hazy IPA, which is our naughty juice. Then we also get into a bunch of our sours. Right now we have a Blueberry Supreme Sour, a Raspberries and Cream Sour. Mm. So, yeah, we try to keep lots of variety going on.
And again, if you live in Northumberland, Derek, the fact that your wheat is called Wheatley Avenue, that's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's very cool. All right.
Yeah, we're actually located right on the corner of Wheatley Avenue. So.
Yep. That's some people say that's a little alley. No, that's an avenue in Northumberland.
Indeed it is.
So,
well, Derek, we're super excited to see you at Milton Beer Fest, which is on Saturday, June 12th. And we're even more excited to join you for some breakfast beers underneath the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation tasting tent here shortly following our interview on air.
That's right. So we're going Facebook Live. And do you want to give us a hint on what we'll be sampling there, Derek?
So I did bring a little variety for us. I do have our Blueberry Supreme Sour I brought along, our staple beer, which is our 1772 Pale Ale, named for the year Northumberland was found.
Mm-hmm.
Our probably one of our most populars, our Naughty Juice Hazy IPA. And we got a banana split beer with us, and sometimes you don't, which is a chocolate coconut oatmeal stout.
Ooh.
Sometimes and you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Here's the thing, friends. You're going to want to jump on over to the 94KX Facebook page shortly here because we may or may not have a giveaway to do that involves a super special surprise from Pine Otters. So head to the 94KX Facebook page right now.
Yeah, we'll be live next.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Laura thinks I should be sophisticated. I don't know if it's possible.
All I can do is try, Thomas. I can do is try.
All right. Tom and Laura's top five list of the day. The top things that make you a sophisticated adult. I can't even say sophisticated adult because I keep looking in the mirror.
I mean, here's the thing. Okay. I feel like sometimes sophistication is overrated.
So do I.
Right? But.
So bounce them off me.
All right. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Being able to discuss current events.
Yeah, I mean, we're in that business, though.
We are. So I feel like you already checked that box, so that's excellent.
Okay, that's good. I'm doing all right.
Do you like to go to museums?
Yes, I actually do, but I have a tendency to get loud. And you could talk in a museum, but some people treat them like libraries.
That's very true.
Yeah,
very true.
Yes, I love museums.
So do
I. History, yeah.
This one I'm, like, on the fence about because this doesn't automatically make you sophisticated. Sometimes it can make you wearing expensive clothes.
Yeah, I try not to. I like to thrift like you do.
Yep. Although
there's a lot of Under Armour on me. So I do like the Under Armour product. Baltimore, Maryland, boom. But expensive clothing, if I buy a suit, it's just the suit. I don't say Armani.
I feel like what makes you sophisticated is identifying and owning your own unique style. And then whether it's thrifted or Armani, it doesn't matter. Making sure that it's tailored to you.
Perfect, because I agree. Number two.
Being able to discuss different types of wine or beverages, like scotch.
I just drink them all. I don't really care.
Scotchy. Here it goes now. Down into my belly.
I could discuss to a point. I like dry reds, so I don't know anything about any other wine. And scotch, I'm an Irish whiskey guy.
Luckily, at the ripe old age of 14, I got to work in a French winery.
There you go.
So I'm good.
That takes care of that. But yeah, me, not so much. And number one, I have no interest in, but go ahead, bounce it off.
Having an opinion on the economy, a.k.a. the stock market.
Well, the economy, I have an opinion, and I'm very concerned about. The stock market, not so much.
I guess I am not sophisticated according to this list because I have no clue when it comes to stocks.
Like I've taken jobs where they've given me stock and I just sit on it. I don't get rid of it. So
I don't know.
Are you sophisticated, Central PA? Yes or no? It depends on how you did in our quiz, Tom and Laura's top five.
I feel like you've become an adult, though, at the age when you start thinking like weird cheese isn't weird anymore. And you can take a sip of a dry wine without making that wine face.
That's exactly
that. That's the gauge that I'm going to use.
When you're a kid, you said, ew. When you're an adult, well, yes, I'll try a little bit of the cheese. News is coming up next.
Sports and AccuWeather. It's all with Tom and Laura in the morning. Sophisticated or not? 94KX.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Glove Stories with Murph. Remember the name. It's a podcast done right here at SBC Media, and it is blowing up. If you remember Greg Murphy, he was a sideline reporter with the Phillies years ago. Now he does his own podcast. Our very own Chad Evans produces it, and Chad's rubbing elbows with some pretty serious folks.
He really, really is. And then, of course, the Phillies, every single game is broadcast on our sister station, Eagle 107. Before the game, Glove Stories airs on air.
Yeah, episode 8 is dropping today. If you want to be part of it, you could wait till it airs on Sunday before the Phillies game, or you could be part of it right now. Former Phillies player and coach, Milt Thompson. You remember that name, 1993 Phillies? Of course, Charlie Manuel's on the show every episode. I love that guy. But they're going to talk about the 4th of July game back in 08. Do you remember it? Something interesting happened? Yeah. If you don't remember, if you do, you got to be part of Glove Stories with Murph.
Heck yeah. Good stuff.
We're proud of this stuff. I mean,
We really are.
We're doing some great new things that nobody else is doing, and one of them is Glove Stories. Log on now and become part of it, or wait till Sunday and listen to Eagle, right?
That's right. Our sister station, Eagle 107, and Glove Stories with Murph.
Tom and Laura in the morning wrapping it up. Chad Evans on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. Our girl, Sam Tyler, tonight. Tomorrow morning, we give away the quest for the castle.
Indeed we do. We will be live, Facebook Live, at Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Sunbury, 10 a.m. If you qualified, you do not have to be present to win, right, but it would be cool if some folks could show up.
Yeah,
so
it'd be cool
10 o'clock tomorrow morning, Tom and I will be there. And dare I say it, a couple of friends from the station as well, including Troy and Bob and all the game at Zimmerman's.
It's going to be fun. I mean, but first, a Tom and Laura show tomorrow, which includes Flashback Friday. So,
that's right.
So that's cool. Wrap up the show usually with a thought for the day.
And you know what? It's a Thirsty Thursday as we slide our way towards the end of May, the beginning of June, and of course, Milton Beer Fest Saturday, June 12th. So for this Thirsty Thursday, I have some wise words.
I can only imagine. Go ahead.
Friends, they bring happiness into your life. Best friends, they bring beer.
And happiness and joy into your life.
Both.
But the beer.
But the beer.
Milton Beer Fest coming up. You knew that on a Thirsty Thursday,
it would be that best friends bring beer.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.